And if you want a chicken to return to the nest and keep laying in a certain nest, do you put anything special in there?
Oh, a lot of people use a nest egg. I don't know how effective it is.
And that bone right in the front of the chicken?
The one that breast bone or the pulley bone?
Uh-huh. What do you call, what would you say, what time, in a general sense of the term, when the animals get hungry and you have to go take care of them and do things like that?
I imagine you're thinking of evening. Now we, I always did, most, a lot of commercial cattlemen do their feeding of a morning. Now they will adapt themselves very readily to what time that you feed. But cattle that are fed in the morning will go to pastures and graze and won't be back. Those that are fed in the afternoon will start coming in and hang around there until it's fed.
Stop eating, huh? Stop grazing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, around the farm, let's say, when you have pigs and chickens and whole bunch, if you feed them in the afternoon, and I'll take care of them and do the work involved. Any special term for that?
Oh, you always heard people talking about going out and do up the chores.
Uh-huh. What they say, they're going to do them at feeding time or at chore time? Or?
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever used the term, but I have heard it a lot.
Which one?
Oh, do up the chores. Uh-huh. It's time feeding.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to call your cows in from pasture, what would you say to them?
Well, most of the time it's, I don't know how you could express it except a long call.
Huh.
And,
cow?
No. And there's darn few cows in this country now that come just calling. You're supposed to use car horn.
Cooey?
Back when we used to call cows without using a horn. I could get to it again. But if you're just going out to call in the one old milk cow that's kind of used to it, they always go out, suck, 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 suck.
Uh-huh. And if you're milking her and you want her to stand still, what do you say?
So.
If you want her to get her leg out of the way?
Well, it's on how stubborn she is.
I know I've heard heist for that. No, cow.
I don't know. I usually just punch her about a certain joint on her hip and say, back up here.
What if you want to bring in your calves? What do you call them? What do you call to them?
Well, I tell you, I've used a darn truck horn so long, I forgot to see. But I know when, I've heard a lot of people, shakef, shakef, shakef.
You know, it's strange, but these calls vary in different parts of the country.
Well, I'll tell you something about cattle. Now, they get trained. Now, Fred Eccles and I bought an international truck about the same time, and we had problems. We had, that particular fall, I had 100 big steers over the hill down in the stalk field. Our gate was way around to the northwest corner, northeast corner. His gate was way over here by our southwest. If he got over there first, well, he'd get them all over and we'd have trouble. You know what we did? We just went down and bought a new horn. Within a matter of 3 or 4 days, we didn't have any problems. But those two truck horns were identical, evidently, to those cattle, and they were practically so to you or I. And we changed truck horn, and we didn't have that problem after 2 or 3 days.